Let no one deceive you. Let no one deceive you. Have you ever felt bombarded by the world's promises? A constant barrage of messages telling you what will bring happiness, success, or fulfillment. We are continually faced with promises of quick relief from pain, from debt, from suffering. Oh, it's all so much and it's all over the place. There's no shortage of promises for a better way of life with this product or with that promise. We have the same people in the world promising things that appear to be hopeful and turn out to be empty offers. Just because there may be the use of hopeful words, hopeful offers, doesn't mean that there's an experience of fulfillment. For many of us, we've invested time and energy into what appeared to be as hopeful, only to be disappointed. Disappointed with time wasted and unfulfilled dreams. Many of us have also been presented with genuine acts of love, and because there have been so many encounters of disappointment, we don't recognize the genuine article when it presents itself, when it's right there before us. We can't recognize it. We have become so resigned that we cannot see and appreciate greatness when it's surrounding us, when it's in our face. We have all been presented with the promise of loyalty and devotion, and we've met with disappointment. We've had our hearts broken. That deception has left many cynical about love. In many cases, folks do not have the skill or knowledge of how to engage in real terms. It's just not been developed. It's not been nurtured. Deception has become the operating context. Deception has become the operating context. And what does that mean? That means we relate through the lens of hurt. We relate through secrets, through lies, through deception. And we hope for some sort of magical cure. We hope that empty offers are really not housed in the use of language or the use of hope. We become enamored with hope when in the background there is a fear of disappointment. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, it reminds us not to be deceived by fleeting offers, not to be deceived by things that are not true. It tells us that true peace and purpose lie not in the latest trends or loudest voices, but in the transformative power of God's love. That power can be heard when we listen to the voice of God within each of us. It takes something to quiet ourselves down and slow down enough to hear it. Remember when Jesus stood trial? The crowd, swayed by external pressures, demanded the release of a criminal over Jesus. The crowd called for the criminal, that the criminal be released, that Jesus be held accountable. That moment serves as a caution for us all, because we too can be swept away by the way of the masses, by aligning with the popular trends, mistaking popularity for truth and fleeting trends, rather than a lasting fulfillment. There's something very empty and tempting about going with the flow of the crowd. We get alignment and agreement with the crowd in that moment, but in very short order, we experience that disappointment. We realize the lack of fulfillment. Who has not supported something that ultimately didn't serve us, that didn't prove to be what it was? We've been deceived by the promise of a fix or the seduction of some sort of external validation and popularity. We've all been victimized by that. And we've also come to discover that these paths have led us to dead ends, leaving us feeling empty and unfulfilled, signing on to something but being left with an emptiness, being left with disappointment. The good news is we have the power to break free from this cycle, because it is a cycle. And right now, it's time to wake up to the deceptions that have been holding us back. It's time to shed the layers of self-deception, the whispers telling us that the unacceptable is okay, that we can tolerate the mediocre, that we can look the other way in our own disappointment, just because we don't have what it is we truly desire and deserve. It's okay to continue down that road. No, it's time to change that pattern. It's time to shed the layers of that self-deception. It's time to give up the whispers that it's okay. It's also time to surrender the vision of our being inadequate, like we don't deserve it, and acknowledging that sense of inadequacy is also part of that deception that we have blindly subscribed to in our own lives. Let's embrace the truth of God's love as it's present and lives within each of us. It's a love that doesn't depend on external achievements or social validation. That's not where God's love operates. It's a love that empowers us to become better versions of ourselves. It's a love that's present from those who genuinely support us, those who know us, those who align with us, and it rings hollow for those who use the words but don't have that presence. It's unsettling from those who present, but it's empty. This journey, my friend, starts with introspection. This journey can be found in answering or some very powerful questions, answering questions of personal reflection. Some of the questions can look like and sound like this. Because when we engage in this personal internal dialogue, we come to identify some of our deceptions and are challenged to face our own truths. And so I invite you to look at, what are you chasing after that truly isn't nourishing your soul? What are you chasing that isn't truly nourishing your soul? What is that state of unfulfillment that is empty, but you're chasing it? What is the return on your investment that's been housing your hope? What is the return on that investment that you've been making for as long as you've been making that investment that is housing your hope, and that hope is still unfulfilled? What is that? And in all of this, where is God for you? In all of this, where is God for you? Is it about you and what you want, or is it about the fulfillment of what God wants for you? When you align yourself with an awareness of what God wants for you, you will realize that there is so much more for you than you could have imagined that goes above and beyond that which you want for yourself. Discerning these realities and these deceptions clears the path for God's presence to shine through. Remember, the path to a fulfilling life isn't paved by the shouts of the crowds or by the alignment with the masses. The path to fulfillment, it's a quiet path. It's a journey that's personal, a journey of authenticity, personal honesty, self-deception, self-discovery, commitment. And all of this is guided by the unwavering light of God's love. So I invite you to choose that path that's uniquely yours. That path that leads to authentic connection with yourself and a deeper relationship with the divine. Surround yourself with those who speak your spiritual and emotional language. Choose the path of honesty, truth, love. The path that leads you home to your true self and ultimately to God. Along that path, you will discover that there is no deception. God bless.